is that? N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KQ4, IYZ. We're here, Shane. Go ahead.
Apologize for jumping off there that quick. That was Beth. She's calling me, and I'm going to get to her first. So, anyway, and that was kind of quick jumping out. I just wanted to make sure I said, hope you had a good day and all that, and be careful in the rain.
And completely, I have to do the same sometimes when I see that phone call come in, so you always want to make sure everything's okay. I got 20 minutes or more to drive in your direction. Well, you're probably coming the other direction, right, to pick things up before you head out to the highway? Is that how it works?
And I go through Dacusville and get a 183 to Whitehorse, take that over 25, take that over to 85. Because our building is right off of 85 and Malden Road. And it's easier or quicker to go that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you just drive your personal vehicle down, and then you drop it, and you head out there, and then you head down, get on the highway with the rig down to Atlanta?
I actually make a pickup in Fountain Inn first at Granger and take those up to Spartanburg, our Spartanburg building, and then, you know, beautiful 85 traffic there in the afternoon. There's usually some kind of delay or another, and I come back to Greenville and leave there tonight probably around 9:30. It's usually between 9 and 10, but closer to 10 most days.
Gotcha. Hey, do you know Jeff, the driver in our local area? Do you happen to know him?
And yep, worked with him for a long time.
Hey, guy. Do you know where he resides? Because I got to get the guy a gift card for the holidays. I mean, he's tremendous. And I was thinking about a restaurant in his area. I thought he said Taylor's, but do you know?
That kind of sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you for sure. I could probably find out, because I run into him pretty regularly, and I could just casually throw it out there and see what he says.
Don't worry about it. I thought maybe if you knew, I'd ask, but, you know, I'll probably see. I'll probably see him four more times this week coming up, or next week, whatever. So it's not a problem. I'll ask him myself. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
For ZLK, some of those guys, I've worked with them for years, but, you know, you only see them at work. And I actually don't run into a lot of them anymore like I used to. And doing what I do, I'm gone before they get back to the building, and then I'm, you know, back in the morning before they come in. And we have so many new employees now, I don't even recognize half of them anymore. All these young kids, I'm feeling kind of old.
Don't I know that? Looking over in the right seat every day I'm working. Oh, my gosh.
Same feeling. I look at some of them and think, are they old enough to drive?
No, and most of them have great skill sets and whatnot, but sometimes the social skill set's just not there, you know, with some of them, and that's a shame, you know. It's a cultural thing, I guess, nowadays.
Uncomfortable, because you spend a lot of time in pretty close quarters with somebody like that.
Can be. It's not often. It's certainly not often, but, like, the guy I was just flying with for 4 days, he didn't have much to say, so whatever. I try. You can only do so much, right?
They grew up in a different world than we did, that's for sure. I'll never forget. When I started, you know, I was young too. Didn't really plan on making this a career, and thinking at that time, boy, 30 years, that's a long time. And, you know, I got to know a lot of the older guys through the years as they retired. You know, see them go on their way, and one day this young kid comes up to me, and he says, "You're one of the old guys, aren't you?" And when I told him how long I'd been, and that was like 25 years, and he just the look in his eyes, it was funny. I remembered having that same feeling that I saw in the look in his eyes.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I get that now and then too. And I look and I say, well, I guess the gray hair gave it away or something. I'm not sure, but now, you know, I don't have any complaints. I really do like my job still, and I'm blessed in that regard.
A lot of changes in the industry.
The toughest thing right now is the outstation help is just really, really taking the free fall in a lot of cases, and I know Delta's scrambling to try to fix a lot of that, but I had wheelchair passengers the other day sitting on the airplane because somebody, you know, was not hustling to go get the wheelchairs or get the folks to do it, and then, you know, they need to go and make a connection, so you help out when you can.
My wife's mother had dementia. It was a very slow process, but we used to fly her back up to Philadelphia to see her other two sisters, and she used to be able to travel alone as long as somebody was there waiting on her. You know, we'd take her right there, and they would either let us take her up to the gate, you know, or they would walk, or we could see her getting on the plane, that kind of thing. But the last time we flew her by herself, had all the information. I think it was with United. They had a direct flight to Philadelphia. My wife put in all the information. She needs someone to meet her there, blah, 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 you know. Oh, yeah, we'll take care of it. She was wandering around the Philadelphia airport, had no clue why she was there, what she was doing. They just let her get off the plane, and it took a couple hours for my sister-in-law to find her.
The crazy thing is you pay for that, and it's an added fee, as you know, and you would expect it to be 100%, but I don't recommend it. I've had incidences where I've had unaccompanied minors in the back, and we end up diverting, and they're not even in the town they're supposed to be in, and we diverted because of weather or whatever the issue might be. So I certainly don't recommend that unaccompanied minor or disabled adult thing. I think somebody should travel with them.
We did that the last several times. We found like to Baltimore, and for them it was 45-minute longer drive, but hey, they could do it, you know. And I would just fly up in the morning, and I waited around, I walked around Baltimore, and you know, I had a nice lunch, and then I went back to the airport and flew back home that afternoon. And it was actually quicker than it was to send her round trip, just one person with United. But it worked out. Did that a few times, but and I understand there's so many people in the system. I'm sure it's hard to keep track of everybody. It's like when we damage a package or lose a package, it happens. We've got so many going. We get most of them there in good shape, but it does happen.
AYZ. It does happen, and I guess, you know, you got things in place to take care of those things when they do happen. But you know, it's somebody with dementia, though. I experienced it with my dad. He had in his final days. It got pretty bad though, towards the end, where he wasn't recognizing people and stuff. So it's sad. It really is.
It was a little difficult, but we were able to take care of her. My wife was able to spend a lot of time with her. Fortunately, she stayed healthy physically, and she was a very sweet lady the whole time. Didn't have to deal with any kind of personality changes or anything like that, so that made it a lot easier. But anyway, Matt, I enjoyed it. I am getting into some heavy traffic here, and it looks like there's an accident up ahead. I'm not far, so I'll go ahead and sign with you and get through here. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope to talk to you again. And if you talk to John, tell him hello. I don't know if I'll get down in time to hear him tonight if he's on the radio, but we will talk to you later. KQ4IYZ, N4ZLK. Have a great weekend.
Welcome to you to be real careful tonight. It's not the best night, and we'll talk to you soon, Shane. Good talking with you as well, always. Take care, and it's KQ4IYZ. We'll be clear and listening for a bit.